Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 463 for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Tuesday morning, seeing a correction after yesterday's late bounce as losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil put spillover pressure on the Winnipeg market. Canola is down $4 to $7, the November contract down $5.70 at $526.50 per ton. IDEA's canola is looking expensive compared to other oilseeds contributed to the early weakness, with the nearby technical signals also suggesting a correction may be in order. However, canola is lagging the U.S. soy complex to some extent as the underlying fundamentals and ongoing concerns over adverse growing conditions in parts of Western Canada remained supportive. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, which has dropped sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past few days, also helped limit the losses. The currency is down by 0.75 cents this morning to trade at 78.3 U.S. cents. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded after seeing some revisions after yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down, with improving crop ratings behind some of that weakness. A stronger tone in the U.S. dollar also put pressure on the grains and oilseeds across the board as that rising currency cuts into export demand. Soybeans, they're down 10 to 24 cents, the November contract down 21 at $9.94 per bushel. The U.S. soy crop held steady at 63% good to excellent in the weekly USDA report. That came as a surprise to market participants who had generally expected a 2% decline on the week. For corn, prices were down 5 to 8 cents, the September contract down 6 at $4.17 per bushel. U.S. corn ratings actually improved by 1 percentage point on the week, hitting 69% good to excellent. Speculators are now holding a very large long position in corn, and some profit-taking on those longs likely contributed to the early weakness. For wheat, prices are down 6 to 14 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 13 at $5.82 per bushel. U.S. farmers managed to make good harvest progress over the past week, with about 55% of the winter wheat crop now harvested. However, there's still enough weather uncertainty in both the U.S. and elsewhere in the world to keep some premiums in the wheat market, and that did help limit the losses there. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.